The long-awaited new €200 million Central Mental Hospital is officially opening at Port Ran in North County Dublin today. Plans for the new facility have been marred in delays and political difficulties for almost two decades, despite repeated demands for a replacement for the Victorian-era hospital at Dundrum. The Mental Health Commission had previously called for the old facility to be shut down by March of this year and the new hospital opened to replace it. Well, Pat Bergen is head of services at the HSE's National Forensic Mental Health Service, and he joins me now. Pat Bergen, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon, and welcome to the programme. So you're moving into the new facility out of Dundrum into Port Ran today. How big a change is it? What sort of improvements are you getting ready to mark today?
Well, there's substantial improvements both for patients and staff in the context of the new environment. As you mentioned, Dundrum is an old Victorian building back in the 1850s, specifically designed for psychiatric patients. However, it has been long identified that it hasn't been suitable for the modern treatment and care of patients, both from a facilities perspective, but also from a numbers perspective also. So the site in Port Ran, identified a number of years ago, has seen the design of a new purposely built facility developed over the past couple of years, and today the official opening was undertaken. And over the next 2 weeks, by the end of the month, we will have the patients relocated from Dundrum to this new site.
Most but not all of the hospital's patients are admitted through the criminal justice system. What significant changes are they going to notice?
Well, I suppose there's a number of issues for us in relation to the patients. We have increased capacity, so the need for places now going into the future will be addressed. I mean, we've had challenges with waiting lists. We've had challenges with some patients in the prison service that have been unable to be admitted to the Central Mental Hospital. So we see the move to Port Ran as addressing that immediately. I suppose also in the context of the treatment and the implementation of our model of care, we would be in a better position to address what we've identified around the complex treatment of patients within the environment here, in contrast to an older building, dark, not as many facilities, not as much space. So this new facility allows us to, I suppose, meet the requirements in this modern times around the treatment of complex patients.
Will visitors notice a difference?
Absolutely. I think our visitors and carers who have a long history of attending Dundrum, I suppose that the overall sense I get from many of the carers and families is that to get to Port Ran, which was surprising for me, is more or less the same travel time if you're coming from outside Dublin. I suppose in regard to the facilities here, it's a lot brighter. We will have visits here every evening and it's through weekends. And I suppose the ability for carers and family to spend, I suppose, more quality time in proper facilities with their relatives is part and parcel of how this facility has been designed.
There's a high level of staff for the number of patients. Is it about 400 on the clinical and support side? Are you facing the kind of recruitment problems that some other parts of the economy and particularly the health service are facing?
Absolutely. I suppose we've been very lucky that the staff that have worked in Dundrum over the past couple of years have been, I suppose, familiar with the transfer to Port Ran. So there's been a natural balancing out of staff who have decided not to come to Port Ran and they've moved on to other jobs. And we have people who've signed up to work in Port Ran and they've, I suppose, to support us, have continued to work in Dundrum in the intervening period of time. It is a staff-intensive service. I suppose what we're looking at is we have sufficient staff at this moment in time to do, as we call, a lift and shift. So the relocation of our 94 patients up to 110, we have sufficient staff to manage that. We have some extra staff in the system that will allow some incremental increase in the numbers over the next number of months. And we hope to increase our capacity by the middle of 2023 up to almost 130 patients, and we believe we will have sufficient staff to meet that requirement.
Very good. Pat Bergen, Head of Services at the HSE's National Forensic Mental Health Service. Thanks indeed for that.